On the walk home, she thinks of Nan. She's tired and all she wants is sleep. She hopes she won't find her clawing, cat-like, at the door. When Nan misses Stella, it stirs the ache inside Chloe. It reminds her every time that she is the last one left to love. She pulls a photo from the breast pocket of her coat. It's her favourite, a black and white one of Nan and Stella. Nan must be around 30. Stella is only 6. She has white blonde curls and she's missing 2 front teeth. They're on a beach in Cornwall, the shadow of St. Michael's Mount looming behind their shoulders. This picture anchors Chloe on the days when she feels lost. She likes to imagine Grandad watching them through the viewfinder, nose pushed up to the camera's black leathery body, teasing them to say cheese the way he always did. Not that she remembers. There's something about that photograph that she loves. Ghosts of the past looking out at the future. A sunny day on a sandy beach. The way Nan's hand grips Stella's shoulder. She runs her finger across them, the picture-perfect family frozen in time. She smiles as she slips the photograph carefully back into her pocket. She fishes her phone from her bag. 3 missed calls. She recognises the number, social services. She dials her voicemail, then decides against it and quickly hangs up, ignoring the messages. She likes walking in the dark, as if threat wraps her in a safety blanket rather than strips her bare. Children are meant to be afraid of the dark. She never had much choice other than to find comfort in it. She knows these streets, the houses that fail to pull their curtains at night, with their own families tucked up safe inside. On bad days, it has felt to Chloe as if they are goading those like her, the ones on the other side of the glass. On good days, she stares in, and it isn't difficult to find something she envies. Tonight, though, she doesn't need to linger. She's tired and she wants to get home. She turns the corner, and moments later her key is in the door. The house is still inside, just the shuffle of her footsteps moving on the Axminster carpet in the hall. Too tired to eat, she takes the stairs, pulling herself up on the rail installed for Nan.